And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Web Radio broadcast. And also, this is being broadcast on Stormfront Radio. Currently, Don is not with us, but we have a great show coming up with a very fine guest, Knut Eriksen, a lawyer from Denmark who's been very active in translating my book, Jewish Supremacism, as well as the works of Douglas Reed, and especially Controversy of Zion, and getting these books published around the world. Before we go to Knut, I want to make a few opening comments about the incredible tragedy and disaster of what's happening right now in Georgia with war with Russia. This is an amazing conflict, and it's a conflict which has been pushed from the very beginning by Israel. Now, that may sound funny to some of you listening to this broadcast who are not aware of the power of the international Zionists. Their power has a lot more to do with the world's wars and problems than simply what's happened in Palestine with the terrible treatment of the Palestinians and the ethnic cleansing they've faced. And it certainly has a lot more to do with what's happened than just what's happened in the invasion of Lebanon and the factors of the Iraq war. Most of the world now is learning of the role that Israel played and Israel agents, partisans played in getting America into the Iraq war with the terrible, terrible deaths of 1 million Iraqis and the terrible deaths and atrocities and maiming of tens of thousands of Americans and, of course, trillions of dollars expended. They also now are pushing for a new war against Iran. But it's amazing how the so-called Jewish interests continue to work unhesitatingly for what they see as their interests, and often those interests preclude war. I am also amazed, and I never cease to be amazed, about their incredible power in the media to be able to distort and to lie about current events and make current events sometimes seem exactly the opposite of reality. For instance, Israel is often portrayed as a state that suffers from terrorism, when in fact Israel itself was created by terrorism. We talk about America suffering from terrorism, and we have suffered from terrorism. Israel itself, as a government, has actually committed terrorism against America. And we can go on and on in that vein. The fact is that there are many Jewish extremists, Jewish supremacists, I might say, supporters of Israel, who have very critical positions in government and in media. That's simply the reality of the world. So they're not only able to do things and to affect the world stage by their operatives around the world, but they're also able to affect our view of those happenings, the way we see them happening. Now, the war between Russia and Georgia has recently been portrayed, in fact, it's portrayed every day in the media as a war of Russian aggression. They show Russian planes sending missiles into Georgian air bases. They show the bombing of particular military and other targets in Georgia by Russia. What they don't tell you is that this aggression that took place in South Ossetia, that this took place in Georgia, was not Russians against Georgia or Georgians. It was actually Georgians against Russians. You see, the area which is called South Ossetia in Georgia is an area of about 90% Russians. They carry Russian passports. They are Russian. They don't want to be with Georgia. They want to be with, in fact, Russia, as they were part of the Russian Federation for many, many decades. This is one area of so-called Georgia that's not Georgian. It's basically Russian. Now, the Georgians have been trying, with the help and with the pushing of the Israelis, and let me talk about that for a second so you get an idea of what's really going on here. I have an article from Haaretz newspaper. And the title of the article is Georgian Minister Timur Yakubashvili yesterday praised Israel for its role in training Georgian troops. Israel should be proud of its military, which trained Georgian soldiers. Yakubashvili, who is Jewish, told Army Radio in Hebrew. Yekovishvili, Georgia's Minister of Reintegration, said this training enabled Georgia to defend itself against Russian forces in the warfare that erupted last week in the separatist region of South Osseta, Georgia. Yekovishvili, a small group of Russian soldiers were able to wipe out an entire Russian military division thanks to Israeli training. We killed 60 Russian soldiers yesterday alone, said Yekovishvili. Now, this is Haaretz newspaper in Israel. And there, you can just, they sound like they're just having glee that they're killing Russians. Well, the reason they were able, for a moment, the Russians took it back. The reason why they were able to wipe out an entire Russian military division was because they did a surprise attack. They waited for the beginning of the Olympics, or in the days before, or the hours before the Olympics would begin, to mask this aggression. They came in, they attacked South Osseta, which is currently under control and back under control of Russian peacekeeping forces. Now, Russians were not there aggressively. The battle that existed between the Russians and the Georgians has been going on for years. This was international agreement. All right, Georgia launched a physical military attack on South Osseta. You know, they weren't defending themselves against Russian forces. They were inaugurating this war. They were the aggressor in South Osseta. Now, I want to go ahead and give you some more quotes from the Haaretz newspaper article, which is really revealing. Here's a quote: for the past 7 years, Israel has been helping the Georgian army, to prepare for war against Russia, through arms deals, training of infantry units, and security advice. The fighting which broke out over the weekend between Russia and Georgia has brought Israel's intensive involvement into the region in the limelight. Now, to show you how this goes on, guess who the Minister of Defense, the Defense Minister of Georgia is? Well, it's a man named David Karashvili. Karashvili. And here's what Haaretz says. The fact that Georgia's Defense Minister, David Karashvili, is a former Israeli who is fluent in Hebrew contributed to this operation. The door was always open to the Israelis who came and offered this country arms, systems made in Israel, etc., etc. So here we go. Here we go. You know, they say former Israeli. You're never a former Israeli. Israelis in America always carry an American passport and an Israeli passport. As time has shown again and again and again, the Jewish people, especially leading Jews, are consistently loyal to Israel first. They're proud about that fact, and they make no bones about that fact. But here's a Jewish Israeli citizen who's head of the Defense Department of Georgia. Now, I'll give you one more quote. Yekovishvili is a Jew and is fluent in Hebrew. Quote, we are now in a fight against the great Russia. Now, the reason why that Israel and the Jewish extremists, whether they be in Israel or whether they be in Europe or whether they be in the United States of America, in the White House, whose foreign policy is led by the likes of Richard Perle and the whole coterie of so-called neoconservatives who are truly neo-Trotskyites, they're former Jewish Trotskyites, and they're overwhelmingly Jewish. It is, in fact, a Jewish movement. The reason why that they hate Russia is because Russia is not going along with many parts of the so-called New World Order. And Russia has leaders in its country, and not all of them in many ways, who at least stand up a little bit to what Israel's doing and what Israel's program and policy is promoting in the United Nations, such as in the Security Council. They don't like this. They want to put Russia under their control. And it really, truthfully, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back far, far earlier than this conflict. It goes all the way back to the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries and earlier 20th century. If you look at the Jewish encyclopedia and Jewish biographies and Jewish history, the Jewish organized Jewry anyway, and this is not saying all Jews, I never use the word all Jews. There are Jews who oppose Israel's policies, and there are Jews who certainly oppose Israel's anti-Russian policy. But we're talking about here the more organized Jews, the extremist Jews, the supremacist Jews. We always hear about supremacist and extremist Muslims. We've got to talk about extremist Jews. And they have hated the Russian people for a long time. They've considered the Russian people anti-Semitic, and in fact, they had a huge role, the prominent role, the dominant role in the overthrow of the Russian Tsar and really the Russian people and the institution of a Bolshevik state in Russia, which in its early days was far more of a Jewish government than it was, in fact, a Russian government. That sounds strange, but I can back that up with the chief American intelligence officers in Russia at the time. I can back that up with the London correspondent of the London Times, one of the most famous newspapers in the era. I can back that up with incontrovertible evidence. We can even show you the names of the first Soviet Marxist communist government. And you'll see that you can look at the names and their heritage. They were overwhelmingly Jewish. In fact, they're the first top government in Bolshevik Russia. Out of over 400 commissars, they had a total of 13 ethnic Russians in that first government. Trotsky, of course, was Lev Bronstein, was Jewish. Lenin was half Jewish. Sverdlov was Jewish. Kamenev was Jewish. Overwhelmingly, that Bolshevik revolution was Jewish. Over time in Russia, especially during the time preceding and after the Second World War, the Jewish element lost a lot of power in Russia. And then eventually, of course, the communist government fell entirely in the early 90s. And since that time, a number of Russian nationalists have come to the fore who have not put the interest of Israel first. And they're concerned about this because today, backing up and supporting America is the only superpower. Because they control American policy, they're in effect able to control world policy, and they're able to direct American policy in the Middle East and elsewhere. And now they're in a big effort to weaken Russia, to divide and conquer, and to sponsor more war, a new war, and that's exactly what they're doing in Georgia and Russia. And in the process, they're completely lying to the people of Europe, the people of America, about what's really happening in this war in Georgia. And they're lying about America lying about Russia in so many ways concerning everything, including the politics of Russia. They often talk about how Russia is not really a democracy. Well, Russia is absolutely a Republican and Democratic form of government. In fact, they had many parties in the ballot last time, far more parties than they're going to have in the ballot in America, because in America, the Jewish extremists have very much connived to create and to maintain a two-party system where only really two parties can get on the ballots very easily in all the states, where they have all sorts of financial advantages, all sorts of other advantages, and you can't break the stranglehold of this two-party. It's much easier for them to control two parties and have both those parties echo this extremist Zionist point of view than to have a whole bunch of different parties with different points of view. They don't want elements in America, and they don't want people in the United States who are independent in government. They want people who are controlled by the party leaders, who are in turn controlled by the Jews. You've seen what's happened recently, for instance, with Obama and McCain, both bowing before AIPAC, both going to Israel and putting on the yarmulke and bowing and scraping before the Wailing Wall and telling Israel they'll do anything. In fact, Obama says we should increase the troops in Afghanistan. Obama says that we should take no option off the table in terms of Iran. And now both of these candidates are talking about how that we have to stop Russian aggression and support Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for a long time, and now, finally, I want to introduce and welcome to the program Knut Eriksen of Denmark, who's a lawyer. He has been very active in the fight for truth and understanding of the Jewish extremist problem. He certainly does not do attack all Jews, and we realize that there are Jews with different opinions, but the forces of the organized Jewish community have been very much working for these particular goals, which have compromised the well-being and the foreign policy and really the peace of the world. Knut is currently working on a major project and getting a controversy of Zion translated in many other languages it's not been in. It's a very classical work. And Knut, let me start off by saying in the works of Douglas Reed, and by the way, welcome to the program, first of all.
Thanks, Douglas Duke.
In the works of Douglas Reed, he very much shows and illustrates this long-running Jewish ethnic hatred and antipathy toward the Russian nation and the Russian people, doesn't he?
Yes, exactly. And first of all,